What if the most powerful problem-solving tool you possess works best when you're not trying? Consider Helen Keller at age 6, standing at a water pump. For months, her teacher, Anne Sullivan, had traced letters into her palm, trying to connect symbols to meaning. Nothing clicked. Then, as water flowed over one hand while Sullivan spelled W-A-T-E-R on the other, something extraordinary happened. Helen later described it as a thrill of returning thought. Suddenly, she understood that everything had a name, and each name unlocked a concept. In that single moment, a blind and deaf child gained what she called strange new sight. This wasn't gradual learning. It was instantaneous transformation, what we call insight. These breakthrough moments have driven human progress throughout history, from Archimedes leaping from his bath shouting Eureka, to modern scientists waking with Nobel Prize-winning ideas. Yet until recently, we treated these experiences as mysterious gifts rather than understandable phenomena. Neuroscience has changed that. We now know where insights come from, how they work, and most importantly, how to cultivate them. In our complex world where yesterday's solutions become obsolete overnight, the ability to suddenly see problems differently isn't just valuable, it's essential. Insights follow a predictable pattern: immersion in a problem until obvious approaches fail, an impasse where you're genuinely stuck, a break from conscious thinking, then illumination. The solution appears fully formed during unrelated activities. Dr. Judah Folkman's cancer breakthrough exemplifies this. Researching blood substitutes, he noticed cancer cells stopped growing at pinhead size and lacked blood vessels. This revealed tumors need blood supply to grow, suggesting we might control cancer by regulating blood vessel growth rather than attacking tumors directly. Though initially rejected, this insight revolutionized cancer treatment. Sometimes insights involve simple inversions. In August 1949, firefighter Wag Dodge faced death as flames trapped his team in Man Gulch. While others fled uphill, Dodge lit the grass in front of him, creating a burned patch where he could shelter as the main fire flowed around it. This radical flip, seeing fire as both problem and solution, saved his life while 13 others perished. Insights don't just solve problems, they reframe them entirely. John Maynard Keynes observed how old ideas ramify into every corner of our minds. The nine-dot problem, connect nine dots with four straight lines without lifting your pencil, illustrates this perfectly. Most fail because they assume they can't draw outside the implied square, giving birth to think outside the box. Here's the paradox. Mental frameworks that make us intelligent also limit creativity. Chess grandmasters like Bent Larsen don't calculate more possibilities than novices. They recognize meaningful patterns. Captain Sully Sullenberger's Hudson River landing shows expertise enabling rapid crisis response through making small, regular deposits in this bank of experience, enabling a very large withdrawal when needed. These mental scripts prevent overwhelm but create functional fixedness, the inability to see novel uses for familiar objects. Young children sometimes outperform older ones precisely because they lack rigid mental models. When shown a carton, younger children more readily repurposed it as a platform, while older children fixated on its container identity. The mental box both constrains and enables us. It helps us navigate efficiently, but when frameworks prove insufficient, we need insight to break out. Brain imaging reveals how insights emerge. Researchers used word puzzles like finding what connects pine, crab, and sauce. Answer, apple. When participants reported whether solutions came through methodical search or sudden insight, brain scans showed striking differences. Both hemispheres process language, but differently. The left hemisphere thinks narrowly. Table triggers chair. The right hemisphere thinks broadly. Table might trigger water, water table, or payment, under the table. Since insights emerge from remote associations, breakthrough thinking originates in the right hemisphere. Just before an insight, EEG recordings show a burst of alpha waves. Neurons temporarily stop processing visual information. This brain blink lasts about a second, reducing external input. Then comes a gamma wave burst in the right temporal lobe, marking the actual insight. The solution was already there unconsciously. The brain blink simply allowed attention to find it. This explains shower insights. Warm water, white noise, and minimal visual stimulation create ideal conditions for that crucial brain blink. Writer Jonathan Franzen typed in darkness while wearing earplugs, earmuffs, and a blindfold. Sometimes you need to block out the world to let breakthrough ideas emerge. Inventor Jerry Swartz conceived the handheld laser barcode scanner while playfully entertaining his children with a laser pointer. The breakthrough came during a relaxed, happy moment. Research tracking 222 employees across 7 companies documented 364 breakthrough ideas, revealing that increased happiness strongly predicted creative insights within 1 to 2 days. Positive moods fundamentally change how our brains process information, broadening both perceptual and conceptual attention. We see patterns rather than details, enabling distant connections. Laboratory participants watching comedy clips showed 63% improvement in solving insight problems, while horror films decreased solutions despite increasing alertness. The anterior cingulate monitors for competing ideas, and positive mood energizes this region, creating openness to subtle alternatives. Sleep and breaks are equally crucial. Paul McCartney woke with yesterday fully formed. Pharmacologist Otto Lowy's dream revealed his Nobel Prize-winning experiment. Sleep promotes insight by removing mental blocks through fixation forgetting and highlighting remote associations. The key is timing breaks right at the point of impasse. Mathematician William Rowan Hamilton described an undercurrent of thought before his breakthrough about complex numbers struck while walking along Dublin's Royal Canal in 1843. He felt an electric circuit seemed to close and a spark flashed forth. Research confirms intuition operates below conscious awareness. People sense whether a problem has a solution in just 1.5 seconds, too little time to actually solve it. Remarkably, facial expressions both reflect and influence these intuitions. Smile muscles activate with solvable problems, frown muscles with unsolvable ones. Artificially inducing smiles makes people believe problems are solvable. Forced frowns produce the opposite effect. Intuition is fragile and easily crushed by analytical thinking. People have better intuitive judgment when passively observing problems rather than actively solving them. Positive moods create space for intuition by signaling safety, while negative moods trigger analytical vigilance. Judah Folkman exemplified trusting intuition. Despite ridicule and funding challenges, he persisted with angiogenesis research that revolutionized cancer treatment. The challenge is creating conditions where these whispers can be heard above conscious thought's noise. Greg Swartz, innovation director for Ping Golf Equipment, engineered his breakthrough on a Phoenix porch. In a comfortable chair with familiar music masking distractions, he gazed unfocused at the starry sky. Golf clubs, trampolining, systems, rotation, figure skaters pulling in arms to spin faster. This mental wandering revealed how changing the golf club system closer to the hand could revolutionize performance. Physical space shapes creativity. Insights flourish in environments with openness, high ceilings, soft features, and calm. Blue and green outperform red. Even dim lighting helps by obscuring visual detail and shifting thought toward abstraction. Our brains have a default state network that activates when we disengage from surroundings to explore inner worlds, past events, future possibilities, others' thoughts. This state propels nascent ideas into consciousness, though it's fragile and easily punctured by constant demands. Cultivate insight by scrutinizing preconceptions, reframing "the slowness of elevators causes complaints" to emphasize "causes complaints" transforms an engineering problem into a psychological one, revealing the mirror solution. How you frame a problem determines which solutions become visible. Valuable thinking happens when we appear to be doing nothing. Step away from the screen, take that walk, stare into space. Your next breakthrough is waiting.